Yes, I'm heard. Thank you very much. My name is Agata Krause. I previously worked as a consultant for UNEC, and over the last couple of years, I really had the pleasure to be working directly with cities, trying to delineate good practices at the local level. And I've been working also on upscaling these good practices and advocacy towards various institutional international organizations and governments as well. I would like to share with you my personal experience in trying to understand what cities do right. What comes across strongly from this experience is that although there is a lot of good things being done at the local level, for persons such as myself who tries to capture it in certain moment in time, it sometimes proves to be challenging. It is because of the lack of data and information evidence about innovative processes taking place in cities. And I can understand that from a variety of perspectives. First of all, because of lack of resources and lack of capacities. And at the same time, I understand that innovation processes are very dynamic in cities. They take place live, so to say. Cities are living labs of innovation. That being said, in advocacy processes, it's very important that this evidence is captured. And I would like to encourage cities to the extent that they can, once they have something they feel it's innovative process, to start documenting that process immediately. And then to work together with universities and other stakeholders to really thoroughly assess the impact of these initiatives and these innovative processes for the person such as myself, then to be able to effectively do advocacy. These type of evidence I would consider a treasure in order to then in the future to really advocate in evidence-based manner towards better inclusion of cities in multilateral processes. So this is my perspective as a professional working in the field. Thank you very much.